B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Well, we've made it halfway through the week. Today's a big day for the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show as we have our company Christmas party tonight.
It's a really big day today. We've got a show, then we've got meetings, then Roy and I are going to Levine.
Yeah.
Then we've got the Christmas party, then I'm going to another Christmas party after that.
And you're doing it all pregnant.
Yep.
Oh, it's such a long day.
I'll be sleeping in my car at some point today.
I know. You know what my ideal day is? Leaving work, putting on the jammies, and not doing crap.
Amen.
I love those days. The days I have to keep tennis shoes on until nighttime blow.
Yeah, man, I forgot today was Levine Children's Hospital's gift day. This is where all the life specialists and all the nurses and volunteers have gone shopping with that $175 million $175 million. Wouldn't that be nice? $175,000 that you donated last Thursday to Secret Santa. So we look forward to seeing all the pictures and stories on that. But your day in 30 seconds, Roy, what'd you do yesterday? Did you get any sleep, buddy, or the dogs keep barking?
You know, I didn't hear the dogs last night because it was raining, so I assumed they brought them in. But I don't understand. The world's against me because I did not get any sleep last
night. Why? What happened last night?
I just couldn't go to bed.
There was a cat meowing on the other side of the house.
and then at some point, my leg kept cramping. You know, Charlie horses. Yeah, have you ever felt those in the middle of the night? So I kept waking up, eating bananas, drinking water. I'm like, I'm dehydrated. I need potassium.
I dated a woman who had a restless leg syndrome. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, Roy, it's like where you just can't get your legs comfortable. Your legs feel tense and stressed. And it was so bad for her that she used to have to take medicine for her restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, no, that was pretty much my evening was not sleeping. And then my day was arguing with UPS. It was pretty boring.
What about you, Ren? What'd you do?
I had a big just mommy day at home. Like, we made ornaments yesterday with dough. And then, like, me, Cash, and Elena. So he got to use the cookie cutters and the, you know, make the actual dough and put them in the oven and all that stuff. And then we have this game in our house where Cash and Dallas like to throw stuff at each other, but it's like off the balcony into the living room, and then they like come back up. So we did that for like 45 minutes yesterday. I was like, oh my God, are you two not tired yet? Tired watching you.
That's funny. Well, so my day in 30 yesterday was, it was like 72 at one point.
Yeah, I sat outside.
And legitimately, like for one point, and then all of a sudden it went to 61, like with a gust of wind, because I took Ruby to the park yesterday, and she loves collecting acorns. Not eggcorns, acorns.
Acorns.
So we were collecting those, and I'm like, all right, Rubes, you want to go on the slide? You want to go on the swing? And with that, this huge gust of wind came. I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. She's in like a short sleeve shirt, and the temperature dropped like immediately.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, sorry, baby, we got to go. So was it bad that I put her in the front seat? Should I say that on the radio?
You probably shouldn't say that
on the radio. Why'd you do
that? We only drove around the corner to the park. So I put her in the front seat to go because she sat in there.
Hey, keep going with it.
And, well, we're not even on a main road.
Right. Yeah, we're not even broadcasting either.
So when we got back to the car, I went to put her in the car seat, and she's like, and pointing to the front seat. And I was like, all right, baby, here we go. I mean, literally, it's like one turn and I'm home.
Sure.
So I put her in the front seat. God, she was so happy.
I wonder why.
And as a parent, you want that in life. You want your kids to be happy.
Even if it's
so dangerous, Roy, you just don't care.
You also want them to be safe.
No, I know.
Listen, my joy in life is to bring my dog in joy in life. So I can only imagine it's tripled with a kid.
That's right.
Dallas has tried to do that before. Like the whole, like, oh, we don't need to do the car seat. We're just going across the parking lot. I'm like, no, we need to do the car seat because all I need is some idiot who doesn't know that we're just driving across the parking lot to see us and call child services, and I ain't trying to deal with that.
Yeah, so. I know.
Well, hey, you know, you could be like my dad and just let him sit on your lap and let dad do the pedals, you do the steering.
That's true. We got a lot to get to today. Obviously, it is a Wednesday. We're going to talk next, though, coming up in just about 3 minutes. Did you hear about the person, the runaway, who... It's from North Carolina. in Greenville. The runaway.
The teen runaway?
It was a teen runaway who they found, which is a great story. But it's where they found them camping that's shocking.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk about it right after Shade. It's Trampoline Kiss.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with Demaney Roy and the Real Morning Show.
So we see stories and we hear stories about teens running away. Well, one teen in North Carolina ran away in Greenville. And that's not the strange part. Where they found him is the strange part. Employees at a Bed Bath & Beyond in North Carolina discovered a sleepover guest hiding in the store when they opened up Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The Greenville employees called the local police around 8:30 a.m. and officers responded to a, quote, breaking and entering in progress.
Wow.
The intruder turned out to be a 14-year-old runaway who had camped out at the store overnight after leaving home.
Well, that is quite resourceful, in my opinion.
The teen wasn't harmed. It was taken back to his house. His name wasn't immediately released, obviously, but...
I mean, you have shelter, you have heating or air,
yeah.
You have beds.
But you don't have food.
There's snacks in Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, you're damn right there are. That's mm-hmm. right, at the front counter.
Yep. Smart kid.
Well, I've seen those videos like on TikTok and on Instagram where people will like go to Walmart because it's so massive. Target because they actually close our Target because it's so big,
mm-hmm.
and they carve out like a little bed in the toilet paper where the toilet paper are because you can stack.
Who does this?
Kids do.
Oh,
yeah, and they stay the night inside Target.
Like runaways?
No, not runaways. They do it like to be viral on TikTok.
Oh, gotcha.
They do it as like a viral thing.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend doing that.
They don't get the cops called on them.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I mean, how do you
don't TikTok that part.
Yeah.
Like, how do you... If I remember, our very own producer, Nicole, ran away once. You didn't go to a Bed Bath & Beyond, though, right? Where did you go when you ran away from home?
I didn't know you...
What are you talking
didn't
about?
Did you run away one day? You didn't run away from home?
No.
Maybe that's my wife. I thought you ran away from home one day, and your dad came looking for you, and you and your mom lied? No? Wasn't you?
No, wrong girlfriend. I don't know.
Maybe it was my other side piece.
Mm. Maybe. I have very loving parents and I never ran away.
Okay. Sorry. Not work wife one, not you, Lorraine.
Nope, it wasn't me.
Work wife two. Maybe it was my own wife.
I had the cops called on me and I didn't want to tell my dad.
Yeah, and you spent the night at a dugout on a baseball field.
But that was as an adult.
Yeah, that was a kid.
Yeah, that makes it much better.
I know. I didn't run away that time. I was running away from...
I'm trying to think if I, at this point in my age, if I wanted to spend the night anywhere, cool, where would it be? And I mean, the thing that keeps popping up over and over again is like the Spectrum Center.
Really? Like, you'd like to stay the night there?
Like, I think that would be so cool to be in there overnight, like with the basketball court out.
Well, only if I have access to all the concession foods.
Yep. Yep. You got access to the concessions. You can go in a suite and sleep.
Oh.
You know? I think it's something like that.
I would do some awesome karaoke in there, man.
Right? The scoreboard would work. You could type in anything you want. Roy would get on the mic and be like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Roy Brown to the Spectrum Center.
That's not a bad idea.
Right? Okay. All right. Hey, up next, we got, you know what we have here? Let's do this live on the radio, too. It'll be fun. We got some Christmas cards sent to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's open up these Christmas cards and read them. One's coming from San Antonio, Texas.
Really? San Antonio, Texas?
From the district attorney office.
They must have accidentally mailed us, right?
It says the MRL Morning Show, 1520 okay. South Boulevard.
Okay, that's us.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, and we'll gosh. See why we're going to be subpoenaed.
Is this a warrant? Yeah.
Don't go anywhere, you guys. It's a Wednesday show. We're in a good mood. Hopefully you hang out with us.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Share some holiday greetings with everyone.
Nice.
We got an annual ornament from our radio family member, Anthony. He sends one every year.
That's awesome, Anthony. And he also DM'd us a while back and said, is it on the tree? And Lorraine, why don't you break the news?
Well... See, what had happened was our tree is broken.
We don't have a tree, bud.
It smelled for some reason when we took it out of storage.
There was a massive water leak in our office, and somehow the tree took the full front of the water leak. All right, so this is opening up.
But it's hanging on the wall.
It is hanging. Here we go. Opening up some Christmas cards here. It says, Merry Christmas. It's a photo of some hearts with flowers.
Now, is this the one from the district attorney's office?
No, this one's from Starla. I'm saving the district attorney's office for later.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, this is. Oh, this is the district attorney's office.
Oh, okay.
Her name's Starla.
Oh.
What's really cool about this is that it appears to be a piece of paper with the art glued to the front, which seems...
It's like a handmade card.
It's a handmade card. They took time with this.
That's nice.
Took a lot of time with this. Starla writes, to the best morning radio show that can be heard all the way from San Antonio, Texas.
Aww.
May y'all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Manny, Roy, Lorraine, Nicole, thank you for making my day. Start out good with your laughter. Your favorite listener, Starla.
That is so cool.
And I remember Starla. Starla would, we used to do a TV show on Facebook Live where you could watch the show, and she would be in there every morning watching.
Chatting away and watching it. Now we don't do that anymore, but she still listens to us on the Kiss 95.1 app all the way in San Antonio.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. You got another one?
I do. It's from LaMichael.
Oh, this is great.
I love LaMichael.
Two favorite people. Did you just get a paper cut?
No, LaMichael used a card with glitter. So
he glitter bombed you.
That's awesome.
So I put my finger in to open up the envelope, and I just saw a big poof of glitter coming out. And this should be fun. All right. We have a snowman with some kids building him. Very glittery.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And on the back from LaMichael, oh, wait, hang on. Got to open it.
Is there money?
Nope. Mm. Nope. More glitter falling. Oh, gosh.
Yes, I'm so glad I didn't open these.
It's glitters everywhere.
I love putting glitter on my Christmas cards to see. Yeah, for this reason.
Looks like Lady Gaga sneezed in here.
Okay, this is Manny, Roy, Loren, and Nicole. Another Nicole mention. Very good. I'm afraid sometimes Nicole doesn't talk enough on the radio, but clearly you're making an impact. May the holiday season bring you joyful moments, warm memories, and a very special happiness. And then he writes, have a very happy and joyful Christmas and a happy and prosperous 2020. And LaMichael has a beautiful signature.
Nice.
Right at the bottom. Aww. I mean, you would have thought this guy signed the Declaration of Independence with this signature.
Thank you, LaMichael.
LaMichael's an awesome guy. He's local here in Charlotte. And whenever we see him out, he wants to take a picture with us. And he'll ask anyone who's anybody to take the picture. Whoever's closest to him. And he does this move, too, where he goes, hey, will you take a picture?
And he hands
the phone so the person can't say no.
Right.
Hey, that's a bold move. I like that, LaMichael.
He gets it done. All right. You can send Christmas cards or whatever you want, of course, 1520 South Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Sweet 300.
Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Loren, what you got coming up in the dirty?
So, you know, I say sometimes you got to move backwards to move forward. I'll tell you what singer is speaking to her ex-fiancé. It's coming up in 2 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I say it all the time. Sometimes you got to move backwards and move forwards. Lady Gaga is speaking to her ex-fiance. And apparently they're on good terms. Now, they originally broke up back in February, and she told him not to contact her, noting that the relationship was, quote-unquote, a bit toxic. Now, sources are saying that they're just friends at this point, but they are speaking again.
Okay.
Speaking of trouble in paradise, when Justin Timberlake apologized publicly... Sources are now coming out and saying that it was Jessica Biel who was behind the apology, that she's the one who pushed for it.
We knew that.
I know.
I said that right when we read it the first time. It sounded like it was right from her mouth.
She was embarrassed by the whole thing, and she wanted him to at least show some accountability for it.
You could read his message, you could hear her in the background going, and?
Yeah. I thought it was really weird that he said Jessica, who, by the way, has lost all the baby weight and looks tremendous... Has the rights to go shopping anytime she wants and buy anything she wants.
And? Riding Justin.
Cardi B, she was in court yesterday, looking like a queen, apparently. Now, she was in court for like a pre-hearing for attacking the two sisters in the adult club. Because one of them was accused of sleeping with her husband, Offset. Now, she was dripping in feathers yesterday. Like, all extra. This wasn't the actual court date. It was just the pre-hearing. A solid court date wasn't set, but it'll be sometime next month.
All right.
If she just wore that to the pre-hearing, I can't wait to see what she wears to the actual hearing.
Okay.
But that's your dirty.
Thank you, Loren. Have you ever given someone a, quote, take a hint gift? We'll tell you what that is coming up in less than 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. This is the main year one of the Red Morning Show. I was in my head, I was going, can I get one more bite in? I think I can. Nope.
Are you going to be giving someone a take a hint gift this year? Do you know what that is, Loren?
I have no idea. I would imagine, though, that it's like a, like if you want to get engaged with somebody, you give them a take a hint gift.
It's not a bad guess. But the most popular take a hint gift is when you give someone that you work with or someone in your life deodorant, perfume, cologne.
Oh, because they smell.
Yeah.
That's the most popular ones. Americans also give cookbooks as a take a hint gift. Exercise equipment.
That's not fair. Like that, the whole Peloton thing.
Razors. Toothpaste. Oh, wow. Amanda gave me, what's that called? The Sona? Not the Sona.
The
Sonicare?
Yeah.
The electric brush, yeah, she bought me a new one and all new heads last Christmas. I was like, thanks for doing this, because if you didn't do it, I wasn't going to.
All I'm saying is I'm begging for a Peloton for Christmas, and if I got it, I wouldn't be upset about
it. It's a trap. She's pregnant. Don't do it, Dallas.
No, I'm begging
Exit.
For it.
No. Control-Alt-Delete.
Has anyone out there given someone a take-a-hint gift? 704-570-9595. Even you could go, we'll go the route like Loren said, like a take a hint gift would be like going to Diamonds Direct with your boyfriend or girlfriend and just being like, hey, I'd like to get a bracelet, but you really want them to look
right,
at
rings.
Engagement rings. Or maybe there was somebody in your office who had bad BO. So you bought them cologne.
Yeah, cologne is fine, but you cannot buy somebody deodorant.
No, we have someone here in our office that puts on too much cologne or perfume, and there's an email probably once or twice a year that's sent out reminding, hey, lower the amount of cologne and perfume. What do you give that person? Like, how do you gift a reminder of...
Yeah.
Febreze.
An astronaut's helmet to keep the smell in.
Gas mask.
Gas mask.
704-570-9595. Anyone out there get their significant other, like, a cookbook? Or, like a book on how to be handier around the house? Like that would be good for Dal.
Give him some tools.
And me, yeah. Does Dallas have a good tool set?
Yeah, he has a great tool set.
Okay, I was going to say, that's a good Christmas gift. Because give a man a tool set and it makes a lot of jobs easier. Does he have electric tools?
Mm-hmm.
Like a cordless drill?
Yep, sure okay. does.
Doesn't use them, though.
No, he does. He's getting better.
Good.
My brother-in-law was just in town over the weekend, and he said, hey, can you give me a screwdriver? So I brought him this big box cobalt tool set that I have, and mm-hmm. I said, here, I hope the thingy's in there. Figure it out.
You better figure it out. You're a homeowner now.
I think it's in there.
Dude, you need to get that.
I know.
Who has Roy as their secret Santa this year? We'll get him that.
I think I have it. I think I have everything. I just don't know how to put it on again.
Let's see. 828 texted in and said, I had a coworker with really bad breath, so I gave them a lot of candies, gummy bears, chocolates, and then, of course, the mints.
Mm.
That's funny. Tuck it in there kind of like on the side. 704 said, my sister-in-law got my husband a nose trimmer as a stocking stuffer one Christmas.
Oh, that's funny.
Just a subtle hint to trim those nose hairs.
Hmm.
Yeah, that razor was on the list.
Yeah, so hey, get your beard off.
Keep them coming. 704-570-9595. Take a hint gifts. Now, up next, something hilarious happened on a text chain 2 days ago where I found out that Roy doesn't know who his cousin is.
By the way, we're having a hard time tracking down who this cousin is.
There's someone in Roy's phone who may or may not be his cousin.
Are you sure it's your cousin?
I don't know, Loren. I have like 40 of them. It's hard to keep track, and they're all across America.
We're going to explain this. This is your typical only Roy. This is if we told you that this story was from someone on the show, you'd always say, oh, it's Roy. Don't go anywhere. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Mania Roy and Loren Morning Show.
So... We have a friend named Jack, and he's been on the show before a long time. He's like a celebrity chef mm-hmm. here in Charlotte. And so Roy reached out to Jack to ask a favor on behalf of the entire show. You texted Jack.
You want me to read the text?
I would love for you to read the text.
Hey, I know this is really last minute, but I'm trying to help a country singer's sixth son get a meeting or a personal video with Christian McCaffrey. I don't want to put you in an awkward spot, but do you think you could help?
Jack is very close with Christian McCaffrey, and this is something that comes down from a friend of a friend who's a country star whose son, like Roy said, is sick.
Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd text Jack and I'd hear yes or no, you know, and we try to organize it. And this is the response that I got. Bro, with like four O's. You got the wrong Jack. I don't know Panther players, LOL. Can't help but keep me updated. I feel like I'm texting a celebrity since you got these connections, cuz. And so I'm reading that, and I don't know if he's a cousin or if he's just saying cuz, like, cuz that's cool.
Like a street cuz.
Like a street cuz. Or is it one of those things, like, because, you know, I have this friend named Danielle. I was friends with her ever since I was a baby, and I consider her family. And she's not really a cousin, but she's kind of a cousin. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know who Jack is. But, I don't know who this is.
But that person that you texted wasn't some random person.
No, it's
that
in my phone.
That person that you texted is someone named Jack.
In my phone. Like, clearly we've met. I put his phone number and contact information in. And the other side of this is that you know, my grandmother was busy. She had 11 kids, and those 11 kids had kids. And so I can't keep track of everyone.
But is it like a local number?
Yeah. Well, oh, local number?
Yeah.
No.
Because, I mean, that would eliminate the fact if it was really your cousin or not.
What's
you don't
the
have
area
any
code?
Cousins that live here, right?
No, I don't have any cousins that lives here.
Although that Jack is from up by you, too, the one that you were trying to reach. So he may have...
Not a 704.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
What's that area code?
Hang on a second.
From the mysterious Jack.
It's a 434. I don't know.
And I'm surprised that you didn't, like, go further and say, okay, sorry, who is this? Lynchburg, Virginia, bro.
Okay. Well, that's not too far from Roanoke.
No.
That's like an hour from Roanoke.
Who's so, Jack?
I don't know who's
He's
Jack.
He's in your phone. You
don't
named
know
him.
Why don't you ask him?
That's weird.
Hey, just a question. Random. You were in my phone. How do I know you?
I texted my mom. I was like, I mean, she would know. She has her fingers on who's who.
And?
She doesn't know who Jack is either.
I don't think it's really your cousin.
You think he just said cuz because it's cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I thought it was cuz because, like, my cousins will call me cuz. They'll be like, hey, cuz. My legit cousins, you know. I heard the show this morning, funny stuff or whatever, and that's how it was kind of signed from Roy. So I said, that's your legit cousin, dude.
And I have no clue this guy's...
Loren, Nicole, you guys, don't you think you know everyone in your phone?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why? But if you don't know who that person is, you would put why you know them. Like Michael, Carpenter, John, Plumber.
Right, but there's like also people that I've met who... I've lost track with, or like maybe I've only met once and I put them in my phone thinking that like maybe because we were friends of friends, we would, you know, have a connection and get together and
real
then it
quick,
never happened.
Go through your phone and find me one name real quick that you don't know. Nicole, don't you agree? Like, do you think you know everyone in your phone?
I don't know, like per se, like I don't have relationships with everybody, but I put how I know them. So like if I meet them through somebody's friend, I'll put, hey, this is Amanda, who is Manny's wife, or, you know, something like that.
Right, yeah, a little note.
I'm telling you, I just open up, and you know how your phone starts with the A's? Like, 90% of the people on my phone, I don't know. I'm not kidding. I don't know.
Like who? Give us some names.
Eli Adam, don't know who that is.
And that's a first and last name.
Hunter Adkins, no clue. Lori Alfinito, no idea. Alexander Alley, don't know him. Don't know him.
I'm not surprised. I don't know anybody.
I have a couple in here, too.
Yeah. I have one that says Nut Job Rebecca. I wonder who that is.
Who do you have, Loren?
Let's see. I have Todd C.H. No idea who that is. Just somebody, Brett. No idea who that is.
Man.
I have a Joe. No idea who that is.
Oh, but you know, here's something cool I did. I did kind of put how I know this random person. I put Jessica.
Jack or somebody else?
No, it was someone else. Okay. I put Jessica, Anthony's sister, and then because I knew that wouldn't work for me on who that is, in quotes, I did coworker of Sterling's, which is my partner.
There you go. That's how you should do it.
I mean, I've had this phone number since I was like 20.
Like, I have Brad, Queen Park Social, who was just on our podcast last Friday when we were live from there. Brent Gouches, do you know who he is, Roy?
Yeah, he's a producer. He does...
He was a producer for My Big Fat Fabulous Life when we were on it. But I have that down as Pilgrim Studios.
Okay.
I have somebody in my phone that's Allie Dolphins. And obviously, it's somebody that I either worked with from the Dolphins or I cheered with. I don't know who that is, even with the hint. I don't know who Allie is.
All right. Well, Roy, let us know when you find out who Jack is. And side note, if you know Christian McCaffrey, holler at your boys and girl.
I'm trying to do something nice.
Something nice is right. All right. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So I'm sure that we've all had maybe not you two, but you've ever gotten a mirror selfie from someone when they're like, hey, does this look okay on me? You know, maybe I got a first date tonight. My single girlfriends do it all the time. And
no, I'm not the fashion. People don't come to me for fashion advice.
Right. Well, maybe you sent more. but I found an article, and this is according to science what you should be wearing on a first date.
Loren, before you get into that, maybe we can take calls while you're reading that. Because what would be really funny is to hear people who went on a date with someone and what they showed up wearing led that person to be like, no. A, I'm not staying for this date. And B, there's no way there's a second date. If someone wore something on a date that made you go, I'm out of here, what was it? 704-570-9595. Or at least like shocked you. Like, are they really wearing this?
Okay, so ladies, you should be wearing red on a first date. Yes, it's stereotypical. As it turns out, men find ladies in red more attractive and more sexually desirable.
Do you want that? Aren't we going through a revolution where men shouldn't be objectifying women?
Especially on the first date. You should be getting to know them and having a conversation.
Science is right.
Okay, well, hear me out, because there's not just one thing that you can wear on a first date. If red is too bold for you, black is a safe color. It's a great backup. And after researchers watched 500 first date footage, they found that both men and women wore black when they didn't want to be overly sexually desired.
Mm.
So it was the safe color.
Okay.
Wear and dress how you want to feel. So they also did research where they put people in lab coats and those people felt smarter. So maybe you wear your glasses on a first date. I don't know.
There's something to that. Every year I like to dress up as a doctor for Halloween. It's like my go-to costume because it's super comfortable.
Scrubs.
And I do feel brilliant.
Yeah. And the last one is a little makeup goes a long way. That men felt that women were more attractive when they were more natural than completely made up.
Okay. 704-570-9595. What did someone wear on a date that made you say, like, are you for real? Maybe you didn't get up and leave. Heck, maybe you're married to that person now, but it was a surprising thing to wear. Amanda, my wife who's listening, just texted and said, you wore a vest.
You wore a vest?
I had a vest back in the day, but it was like 2010. That was...
Wait, what kind of a vest? Like a puffer vest or like an argot, like the sweater vest?
No, not a sweater vest. It was just like a thin vest that like a musician would wear. You know, just a regular black vest.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Very lightweight.
704-570-9595.
Would you have walked away, Loren? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, it's not really my style, but...
Was there a t-shirt underneath
it? Yeah, white t-shirt underneath. Yeah, no, I just wore the vest.
Now listen, if you were just wearing the vest and it was very a la Magic Mike, I might have stayed for a while.
It has tassels. It's like a Western vest. Got the fringe.
Tassels. Let's talk with Jenny.
Chaps at home.
Jenny and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Hi, I showed up on a date and he was wearing like a red and black tracksuit to a 5-star restaurant.
Oh, yeah. And did he pick the restaurant? He knew where you guys were going?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, was he super rich?
No.
Because I've noticed rich people do whatever they want and they do things like that.
I will say the guy that I'm dating now, he goes anywhere like wearing anything. And he goes, well, I was on a baseball team and that's what we did. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. But you should dress up a little bit. Like, I can tolerate him dressing down, but not that date.
Were the sweatpants at least like the jogger sweatpants? Like, kind of the...
Well, they matched, but So
yeah. The Adidas tearaways.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jenny.
Had, like, lines down the side.
He thought he was getting lucky. He wanted easy access.
Yeah, but you don't wear sweatpants to a 5-star restaurant. Even I know that. 704-570-9595. There was this really fancy restaurant in New York State, Roy, right across the border from New Jersey where I grew up. And we took, me and my friend Greg took our two girlfriends there. Like, we saved up for months to take them to this Japanese restaurant to, you know, enjoy a dinner at, like, 17 years old. Well, you have to wear a jacket at the place.
Ooh.
Jacket required.
Wow.
Well, guess what happens? Me and Greg go, we don't have jackets. So they make us wear the kimonos. The Japanese jacket.
Really?
Everybody, and it's so obvious that we didn't wear a jacket. It's not like we got there and asked for it. Yeah. It's not like we went and bought these to be part of the culture. No, you're the idiots that didn't wear jackets, and you have to wear the ones they give you.
That's funny. We got a text message from 704 that says, my husband had a first date where a girl showed up wearing a bright, sparkly unicorn t-shirt with a 3D horn.
Whoa!
That's crazy. Let's see. 704 said he was wearing a 90s type tracksuit and had been at the gym all day. It was like 2 years ago. I went to a brewery with someone wearing khakis and a white, an all white Reeboks. You reminded me of an old man. I ended up running into some friends and I ditched them. Hmm. See, guys, wearing the, it does matter what you wear on a date.
Oh boy, I didn't see anything wrong with the khakis and white Reeboks. And I'm not old.
All right, keep them coming. 704-570-9595 or drop a DM at the MRL show.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
All right, we're back on Christmas Lights 98.3, taking your calls on creating the perfect holiday tree.
And you know, we know a lot of people have issues with flocking their tree, so we definitely don't have any issues helping you out with that.
All right, we got Joe calling us all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, my name's not Joe. I lied to your little elf producer there who answered the phone. My name's actually Mr. Brown with the U.S. Census Bureau. I'm operator number 704-570-9595. I got you on a recorded line, by the way.
Oh, well, who would have thought the government was a fan of our show?
Not after that bit we did last week.
Oh, yeah. We're not a fan. We just need to ask you questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Listen, I want to know, is your neighborhood too dangerous for Christmas caroling?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And are you so poor that even your gingerbread house is in foreclosure?
Well,
due to the economy, do you plan on buying batteries and attaching a note that says toy not included?
No,
a little backwards.
Yeah.
And if you're able to fit into your clothes after the holidays, would you call that a Christmas miracle?
All right, sorry about that, y'all. Let's keep the conversation about decorating the perfect Christmas tree. Jody from Rockdale, you're live on the air.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out if purple tinsel matches my green tree.
Well, you know, Jody, it depends on if it's real or if it's a fake tree and how dark the pine needles are. Ideally, you'll want purple to stick out on the lighter trees, whereas with the darker trees, you're going to want the silvers and golds to go with it.
Great advice. All right, Jesse, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, listen, it's me, Mr. Brown again. Don't hang up.
Oh, all right. Hi.
Look, hey, I want to apologize.
Okay.
I hope you have a merry little Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Listen, Santa's coming to town soon, ain't he?
He sure is.
Yeah, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Absolutely.
Hey, do you hear what I hear?
What is that?
A rup-a-pum-pum. Listen, you have yourself a merry little Christmas.
You too, Mr.
You
Brown.
You too, Mr. Brown.
Joy to the world.
Yes.
I hope you rock around your Christmas tree.
All right, man. You too.
Yeah. Oh, Noel.
Okay, we got it.
All right, man. Merry Christmas.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
That's some good stuff.
It really is. All right, so Blake Shelton, he says that his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, has actually made him a better person. He was telling Entertainment Tonight that he wasn't so nice before he met Gwen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Blake?
Yeah.
All right, here he is.
I can't remember. I don't want to remember what I was like before Gwen, actually, if that answers your question. I mean, I'm a little bit of a jerk to you still, but I was a jerk to everybody before Gwen.
And she changed you.
Look how nice I am now.
I wonder, who is she a jerk to? Like maybe the reporter from Access Hollywood?
Entertainment Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Nancy O'Dell, Clemson's very own.
Britney Spears, she is hoping to get more custody. She's going back to custody court with Kevin Federline. Now, right now, they have 50-50 custody, but she's hoping to get 30% more time with her kids.
Aren't the kids in their 20s at this point?
And they're really not. I think they're teenagers. But, you know, this is like, Britney posts some stuff on Instagram, and fans are like, is she okay? I just don't know. You know, you want the kids to spend more time with their family and their moms and you know, I don't know. I just think if it's working right now with a 50-50 split, maybe you'll leave it that way.
Okay.
I don't know. But and if you want more time with the kids, because her whole thing is she wants to spend more time with them over the holidays. So a lot of people, I don't know how they do this. God bless them. They're better people than I am. But they ask their ex to come and spend the holidays with them so that the family can all be together for the holidays.
Oof.
Yeah.
You could do it. You would just drink a lot.
No, I couldn't do it. If anything ever happened between Dallas and I, I would. There would.
Dallas is so nice, though. He would do whatever he could to make it work for Cash and new baby Carter.
You hold the grudge.
Carden. New baby Carden.
No. We haven't picked a name yet. By the way, I just couldn't do it. It would be passive aggressive and there would be arguments and I would just make it miserable for everybody. So I know that. I just wouldn't have that, you know. I'm not a big enough person to do that.
You, let's say something happened to Dallas and he came over. You would have security there and he'd be like, wow, is there something wrong? Why do you need security? And you're like, it's to hold me back
it's
from you.
It's for me.
It's for your safety.
It's for your safety. I brought security here for you.
What else is happening? Anything Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel's behind that report?
Yes, but The Rock was just on Ellen. And, you know, the new movie Jumanji is coming out this weekend. Well, there's a lot of animal interaction in it. And The Rock says that Kevin Hart is a big scaredy cat.
I enjoy animals even more because I know that Kevin is really terrified. I mean, terrified of animals, camels, insects, butterflies, you name it. He is really, really terrified.
Basically, just he's a scaredy cat.
He's a complete scaredy cat. Okay. Yeah, as tough as he thinks he is, cool as he thinks he is, no.
Hey, real quick, speaking of Ellen, did anybody watch that Ellen amazing show last night on NBC?
Mm-mm. Like the greatest something?
Yeah.
No.
And I DVR'd it.
No?
I DVR'd it, but okay.
She's now back to network TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on NBC.
By the way, that Kevin Hart thing's really funny because he plays the zoologist in Jumanji.
Okay.
So, but that's your dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rand. 704-570-9595. She's got 25 wins. Call now. Take Lorraine down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Hey, Marissa. Welcome to the Meanie Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
I'm super excited. This is actually my first time. And Lorraine, we met the other day, actually. My kids made me call. My name is Maritza.
Where did I meet you?
At the VeterMed Urgent Care.
Yes.
Awesome. I dropped off my kids, but they're so excited when they picked up, but I had to drop them off at school.
Aww. All right, well, you can play in their honor.
And by the way, you can play this back for them, Marissa. We have our daily podcast where you can listen to the whole show on the KISS95.1 app or KISS95.1.com.
Yes, they're going to love that,
Good, okay. Throw her out of the studio so we can play.
All right, Lorraine, get out.
All right, I'm going.
Lorraine is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she's gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Marissa, first timer in Matthew's question one. In case you missed it, Lizzo did a provocative dance at a basketball game this past weekend. True or false, LeBron James plays for the Lakers?
True.
According to StubHub, Elton John is the number one touring artist of 2019, thanks to the sales from his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. Not only is he known for singing, but probably known for playing this instrument. What is that?
Elton John?
Yes.
What
instrument is he known for playing as well as singing?
The guitar?
Question three. Camila Cabello recently released her new album, Romance, which includes her popular collab song, Senorita, with her now boyfriend. His name is? Camila Cabello is dating who? Do you know?
Camila Cabello.
Three.
I hear people.
Yep. Two.
I...
One. Okay, no answer there. Blake Shelton just opened up and admitted that he was a jerk before dating Gwen Stefani. He was married to what country star before he started dating Gwen? Marissa doesn't know this either, but that's okay because her kids encouraged her to call. All right, Roy, question.
I'm not big on celebrities.
All right,
I don't know.
Question five. Let's see if you know this one. Last week, Justin Timberlake took to Insta to talk about the recent sightings of he and his coworker, but now reports are saying that his wife was behind the public apology he posted. Who is his wife? Justin Timberlake is married to whom?
Jessica Biel.
All right, come on in, Loren.
Loren,
the appetizer was great and so was dessert.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
The main course, not so much. The middle wasn't great.
Okay.
Marissa got two correct.
Okay,
here we go. Question one, Loren. In case you missed it, Lizzo did a really provocative dance at a basketball game this past weekend. It was actually a Lakers game. True or false, LeBron James plays for the Lakers?
True.
1-1.
According to StubHub, Elton John is the number one touring artist of 2019, thanks to the sales from his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. Not only is he known for singing, but probably more known for playing this instrument. What is that?
The piano?
That is correct. Unfortunately, Marissa said guitar. It's 2-1.
All right. Camila Cabello recently released her new album, Romance, which includes a popular collab, the song Senorita, with her now boyfriend. Who is that?
Shawn Mendes.
That is correct. No answer from Marissa. 3-1.
Again, Marissa says she's not big on celebrity gossip. It was her kids that made her call in.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
Blake Shelton just opened up and admitted that he was a jerk before dating Gwen Stefani. He was married to what country star before he started dating Gwen?
Miranda Lambert.
That is correct. No answer from Marissa on that one. It's 4-1.
You see, the main course didn't go so well.
Yeah, but dessert went well, you said.
Dessert went okay. Last week, Justin Timberlake took to Insta to talk about the recent sightings of he and his coworker. But reports are now saying that his wife was behind the public apology that he posted. Who is his wife?
Jessica Biel.
That is correct. Final score 5-2. Loren, you have 26 wins.
Well, Marissa, it was wonderful to meet you on Monday, but you know
it was
what
better to beat you today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what we want to hear.
My name is Marissa from Matthews, and I can't beat Loren.
Oh, tell the boys I said hey.
I will.
Thanks, Marissa. Okay, hey, coming up next, it's kind of more of a serious topic. I got a really concerning text message from a friend, and the thing is I don't think it was meant for me, and I don't know what to do with it, and maybe you guys can help. Don't go anywhere. 750.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So we've all been in the position where we've gotten a text message from someone that wasn't meant for us. And we've done a lot of segments on that. And usually it's funny, like, haha, hey, I can't wait to see you tonight. You know,
mm-hmm.
hope we move furniture. And then you end up sending it to your mother-in-law by accident.
Mm-hmm.
So mine's a little more serious. I got a text message from a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. And the text message is a health update about him. And he has cancer. And I didn't know.
Oh, no.
And the update, although it's a positive update and it's a long text message, I'm just showing you guys how long it is. I'm not going to read it, obviously, for privacy reasons.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty long.
But I don't know what to
it's
do
a full
here.
Screen.
Because I didn't know that he had cancer. And so when I responded, I didn't get a response back because the text isn't meant for me.
Oh.
And I imagine I'm in his phone as Maney, not Steve. And I'm guessing that maybe there's a relative or somebody in his life that he's close to that he meant to text, and he put my name in by accident, which is entirely possible.
You haven't spoken to him since?
I sent a text message, and I said, oh, man, this is crazy. I didn't even know you were sick, dude. Best of luck to you. All the prayers. You know, chemo's come a long way type thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a response back. Not like a thanks, Maney.
Well, I'm sure he's getting an influx at that point, too.
But I'm not on a chain or anything. This is just to me. So it's interesting that you think that, because I think he didn't mean to send it to me.
But you think you're the only one that he sent it to?
No, and I'll tell you, it starts off by saying, hey, this is for family only.
Oh.
And you're not family.
I'm not family. I'm friends, but I'm not family. And I don't know what to do, you guys. I don't know if I'm done, if I did enough just by sending that.
Yes. I think so. Because if he wants to talk more about his sickness, he'll talk to you about it.
What about my other friends?
You don't say a word.
Yeah, you can't say anything.
Yeah.
It's not your place.
What if we all...
And you don't talk about it on the radio. Oh, wait.
Well, I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, this is not someone who lives in North Carolina, for one. And for two, you guys were the first people I thought of. After I talked to my wife, and she kind of helped me create the text message back.
Yeah.
But I was like, clearly this isn't for me. But you know me, and you, like... A, I feel like I got something that I was told something I shouldn't have been told.
Right.
But I can't take that back now. And we've had conversations on a group text chain with my friends that are way, a lot about sports, a lot about, you know, fun times in the past, happy Thanksgiving, things like that. Because this came right after Thanksgiving, by the way. Mm-hmm. So I've been sitting on this for a little while. And I just don't know if I should tell a friend. If maybe he's afraid to reach out because he doesn't want us to be concerned or worry about him.
I think it's too private. It's not your story.
But it landed in my lap.
Yeah, but clearly...
It was an accident.
It's a private... Yeah, clearly you know it's an accident, so you just...
Why do you think that he didn't respond?
Maybe he realized he sent it to the wrong person.
But wouldn't he have said that? Like, hey, man, you keep this private. I'm sick.
Yeah, I guess you have a point there.
Right?
I don't know.
Listen, if it says it's for only family.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. And I just thought maybe you guys could reach out, 704-570-9595. We love giving you guidance. It's your old friend, Manny, asking for a little guidance on this one. What would you guys do? How would you handle it? Do you think I did enough already? 704-570-9595. It's KISS.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Manny's in a tough spot. You've got some news that wasn't meant for you, and now you don't know what to do with.
It was an update on a friend's cancer treatments, and although the update was positive, it clearly wasn't meant for me because it starts off by saying, hey, family.
Yeah.
And this is just for family. So I responded and said, hey, man, I didn't even know you were sick. They've made incredible advancements in cancer research and chemo. Best of luck. You know, keep me updated with like a prayer emoji.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't know what to do is if that's enough, if I should reach, because I'm in now and he knows I'm in. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't not know he sent me that.
Right.
He knows. And it's just kind of, it's in this weird world, you guys, where I feel like it's just sitting there. But it's something really, really serious and he might need support.
Yeah, exactly. So we're getting some text messages that some advice for you. And said, even though it wasn't meant for you, I'd hate for your friend to think that they are alone in this and that you never followed up with them. So wait about a week, and if you don't hear from them, say, hey, man, I know you probably didn't mean to send that to me, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm here for you if you ever want to talk. Sending you prayers, you know, whatnot.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And then somebody else said that you need to let your friend know that you're there for them, but do not tell a single soul. This is a private matter that he wanted only to be his family.
Well, clearly you guys don't know this person, but I will not tell my friends who are part of the text chain that we normally chat on for sure.
Let's talk with Courtney and Charlotte. Courtney, maybe you have some insight in this.
Okay, so I understand you want to be supportive. You want to show that, hey, I'm here for you, but it's not your story to tell. It's not. And I'm the same way when I get news about a friend that I want to help out so bad, but they're like, I need this to be between me and you, or I didn't want to tell you, but you're here, so I need some advice. That's all you can do. The text message you sent was fine the first time. That's all you need to do, because now they know, oh, well, even though I sent it to them, at least I have somebody in my corner. So when the time is right, they'll come to you first, and then that's when you guys can have the discussion. Mm-hmm. And that person will let you know, well, it's okay for you to tell them now or anything like that. But no, you shouldn't. You shouldn't say anything. Just be a silent supporter for right now.
I totally agree with you. Completely.
Yeah, I mean, you've done enough. You reached it back out. Mm-hmm. He knows that. Let's talk with Laura and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, guys. I had a close family member had cancer and wanted to keep it private, which is, I'm kind of like you, Mani. I want to talk about it. I would want to tell people, but this person didn't. And it wasn't easy, but some people are just much more private than other people. And it was hard to respect that, but, you know, we all did. And that's just what you got to do. You got to respect their privacy. And it's not easy.
It's true. And his privacy is totally respected. The strange thing about all this was that I was accidentally included on a text message that I shouldn't have gotten. You know what I mean? And if it was a text message that said, hey, pick up milk at the store, I would have texted back, okay, but it's going to take me 10 hours to get it to you. I'm in North Carolina. You know what I mean? This is just, it's such a powerful text that I received and caught me way off guard. Almost brought me to tears, to be honest with you. Thanks, Laura.
All right, this is Moniza in Belmont. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So, hey guys, so I had a really close family member that passed away from cancer, and she did not want anybody to know except for her immediate family members. And I know that you got the text by mistake, but that's just a God's way, I believe. That's God's way of you finding out. But what you have done is enough. I agree with Courtney. I agree with both of the previous callers. I think it's because there's a lot that they go through. Hormonally, and of course with treatment and all that stuff, that now if he wants to come back, be it a week later, a month later, be like, you know, the text wasn't supposed to be for you, but now that you know, I need, you know, can you just pray for me? And then you just pray, or yeah, can you come down and visit me? You go and visit. But
yeah,
that is it.
Moniza, would it be cool if I sent a text like around, like on Christmas morning, hey, Merry Christmas, with like a prayer emoji?
Yeah.
Something simple like that. Okay.
If it's something that you have been doing with him, and you know, but you know, I wouldn't recommend texting him back.
Okay.
Because then he's going to be like, shoot, it wasn't supposed to go to him. But it's a God's way. I believe it's a God's way of you knowing somehow, and you know, and I think eventually he will come to you. I know eventually he'll come to you because he knows you've got the text.
Yep,
he
that's
knows,
right.
You know.
Thanks, Moniza.
But that is it.
Love
that,
Belmont. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
I think the Christmas text is a good idea. I also think that if you wanted to take it one step further and maybe send them something for Christmas, I think that would be okay too. So if you sent like a gift card to like...
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like a honey baked ham or something like that. So that
fruit basket.
No, like just something, like a gift card to a restaurant or something where they could get takeout, you know, cause when you're going through all that, like sometimes you don't feel like cooking, you know, afterwards, you just want to kind of lay around and
that's a good call.
I think that would be a nice gesture as well. And then that way it's just between you and him.
Yeah.
Nobody else knows. You just send him a card and you say, hey, I was thinking about you. Thought maybe you and, you know, whoever would want to pick up dinner.
I love that, Loren. That's a classy thought that doesn't go through my not so classy head, to be honest with you. But the other thing, Roy, too, is like, I don't want my other friends. There's like seven of us on this text chain, and we're all such good friends. I'm so fortunate to have so many good friends from high school and even grammar school that I still talk to. And like, I don't want them to be like, wait, Mani, you knew and you didn't tell me about our good friend. You know what I mean?
They understand.
Right?
They
have to.
They would have to understand. Okay. And I bet, by the way, he hasn't responded to you. Because he's going, great, I told the biggest blabbermouth out there. And I'm such an idiot.
Shut up, Roy.
He's probably still kicking himself in the rear for texting.
Streaming the show this morning. I want a good laugh this morning. What's going on? Oh, my God. He is not. What? No, I know him. He's a good guy, man. And I said, at least the text message was very positive.
Yeah.
The cancer that they found, they'll be able to fight. So, and I've said that, you know what? I'm going to throw in a quick plug for Dr. Tan over at the Levine Cancer Institute, who takes care of my mom, who was diagnosed with like stage 3 breast cancer. And the treatments now that they have for breast cancer, I said this in October during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, like the treatments now are adding years to not only my mom's life, but everybody's life.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So it really, really does matter. Okay, now can we do a laugh with your Christmas prank?
Yeah, so there's this Christmas radio station. You know how some stations will flip, you know, they stop playing what they normally play and they'll play nothing but Christmas music? Well, I found one, like in the Midwest, that does this. But on top of all that they also talk about Christmas decorations. It's like HGTV meets Christmas radio. It's the most hilarious radio station. I was like, I have to call and prank them. I have to.
People, we played it at 720. People said it's the funniest census survey call ever.
Well, I'm going to ask a bunch of random questions to a Christmas radio station in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
All right, we're back on Christmas Lights 98.3, taking your calls on creating the perfect holiday tree.
And you know, we know a lot of people have issues with flocking their tree, so we definitely don't have any issues helping you out with that.
All right, we got Joe calling us all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, my name's not Joe. I lied to your little elf producer there who answered the phone. My name's actually Mr. Brown with the U.S. Census Bureau. I'm operator number 704-570-9595. I got you on a recorded line, by the way.
Oh, well, who would have thought the government was a fan of our show?
Not after that we did last week.
Oh, yeah. We're not a fan. We just need to ask you questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Listen, I want to know, is your neighborhood too dangerous for Christmas caroling?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And are you so poor that even your gingerbread house is in foreclosure?
Well, that's...
due to the economy... Do you plan on buying batteries and attaching a note that says toy not included?
No.
A little backwards?
Yeah.
And if you're able to fit into your clothes after the holidays, would you call that a Christmas miracle?
All right, sorry about that, y'all. Let's keep the conversation about decorating the perfect Christmas tree. Jody from Rockdale, you're live on the air.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out if purple tinsel matches my green tree.
Well, you know, Jody, it depends on if it's real or if it's a fake tree and how dark the pine needles are. Ideally, you'll want purple to stick out on the lighter trees, whereas with the darker trees, you're going to want the silvers and golds to go with it.
Great advice. All right, Jesse, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, listen, it's me, Mr. Brown again. Don't hang up.
Oh, all right. Hi.
Look, hey, I want to apologize.
Okay.
I hope you have a merry little Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Listen, Santa's coming to town soon, ain't he?
He sure is.
Yeah, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Absolutely.
Hey, do you hear what I hear?
What is that?
A rup-a-pum-pum. Listen, you have yourself a merry little Christmas.
You too, Mr. Brown.
You too, Mr. Brown.
Joy to the world.
Yes.
I hope you rock around your Christmas tree.
All right, man, you too.
Yeah. Oh, Noel.
Okay, we got it.
All right, man, Merry Christmas.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
You guys give me crap off the air. You're not prepared for our holiday party on Friday. Okay. I'm like, I'm overly prepared. Everyone relax.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
We are all laughing at Roy's Senseless. Yes. We called the Christmas station. Amazing work, Roy boy. People are absolutely loving it. OMG, that is the funniest Senseless ever. Let's see. Someone here said, Roy, you should call them back again this year.
I should. I think actually the one male co-host is no longer there. That's a female, so I can't wait to call.
Okay. All right. We'll try and get an update for you next week. Lorraine, real quick. Dirty on the 30. Celebrity gossip.
All right. So Lady Gaga, she broke off her engagement to her fiance back in February and noted at the time that the relationship was quote unquote a bit toxic. So it's coming as a surprise to all of us to find out that her and her fiance are now in speaking terms again. Now, a source is saying that they're just friends at this point, but, you know, sometimes you got to move backwards to move forward. Now, Justin Timberlake, he put out that apology, and his wife, Jessica Biel, was the one behind it. She was the one who pushed him, saying that she was embarrassed, and she wanted him to get out in front of it and have some kind of accountability. Now, I think we all could just hear her. Basically, when you read it, if you didn't hear it straight from Justin's mouth, you could hear her undertones.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So I don't think any of us are surprised by that. Now, the best-selling acts of 2019 in the U.S., according to StubHub, came out. And Elton John is at number one. But what I found surprising is that Ariana Grande beat out Garth Brooks and Justin Timberlake on this list.
You went to her show? You and Nicole?
Yeah, but here's the thing. We set up in, like, the tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-top, And there was a point where I thought she was doing a costume change and she was singing off stage. And she was on stage the whole time. And we had a good laugh about it because I was like, well, that's either how blind I am or how high up we are. Like, yeah. I'm not sure which one.
Well, and Ariana did do this thing when she would leave the stage and she would play her radio tracks. So you would think that she's performing and she wasn't even out
right.
there.
Cool move.
Hologram Ariana.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right, what's trending? What's hot? The holidays are here. We love what Loren likes this time of year.
I think I found the best gift ever. If you have someone that's really hard to buy for during the holiday season, but they enjoy personalized gifts, I think this is a really cool one to give. It's a cutting board, and you can hand write either a recipe or a note to that person on the cutting board and have it engraved into the wood.
Mm.
I think that's super cute. I think it's really cool. And not only do you have, you know, the cutting board, but you can put it like as decor in your kitchen as well.
I would write ouch on it. You know, so when you cut it with the knife.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha.
What would you write, Roy?
I don't know.
I love you so much, sure. Sterling. Love,
yeah.
Roy.
Yeah.
Like the one I saw was a mom passing down a recipe for her daughter, and it was all written in her handwriting and then engraved onto the cutting board. I thought that was really, really cute.
I would write my Netflix password because for some reason that one is different than all my other passwords and I never remember it.
The gift is not for you, Manny.
What if I want it? I'll just buy it for myself without it being a gift.
Okay, that's fine. But anyway, we'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
Hey, we're going to our holiday party today with clients. And if you didn't hear, the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, we're hosting, like, inside this party. We're hosting a little game. And we need your help on which idea we should do. All right? So you guys can help us with the holiday party. We'll do it in 10 minutes. And tomorrow at 8:35, we'll tell you how it went. So don't go anywhere. You guys can help us out here.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So here we are, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Hopefully your favorite morning show to listen to. And I know that you punch around the dial. We're not dumb. We see that. We know that you guys jump around. It's in the research that we get back, and that's okay.
It breaks our heart.
But y'all, we have our corporate / client Christmas party tonight. And last year, we were unable to go due to unforeseen circumstances. Roy went.
Ugh, and all I heard was how you two weren't there. And I'm like, am I not important enough to be here?
It's not that. It's that because the clients are there, they want the whole morning show to be there. But last year, we didn't find out that the clients were there until after the Christmas party by about 3 days.
Not only that, but it wasn't like a mandatory Christmas party.
So get this. Power 98's No Limit Larry in that morning madhouse over there. They were at the Christmas party, and they brought the house down with their games that they played, with the fun and the interaction they had. Well, this year, we're all going. Nicole, Roy, Loren, me. I'm telling you, on June 18th at 10 p.m., I remembered the Christmas party, and I'm going no matter what. I got childcare lined up. I'm going to be there. And we're coming in hot with a game because we have to host a game to do with the clients.
Yep.
While we're at the Christmas party. Power 98 did their segment last year, what they do on the air, and I've been brought into play on the air before. It's called Black Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Black people smart. They ask white people, black people questions.
Right.
And they did that. Oh, and you would have thought they reinvented the wheel in radio the way I came into work the next morning. Oh, No Limit Larry, Burpee, Miss Jessica, who we love, by the way.
But it was made very clear that they're better than us.
Mm-hmm.
We need your help. We need a vote. We got to take a quick people poll. Today, we're going to play a game with clients. Should we bring the shock collar and play shock collar trivia? Should we bring the handcuff?
From when you and Loren were handcuffed together.
Those are always fun.
And say that a client's got to be handcuffed to Roy, Loren, myself, No Limit Larry, or just pull names out of the hat and two people will be handcuffed together during the show. Or should we do this other thing with the shock collar where we say pick someone who's at the party, and they'll wear the shock collar, and the remote control will just pass around the party, and you can shock that person at any given time.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody's going to go for that.
You know what's going to happen?
Maybe if it was on one of us, but
there's going to be a rule that there's going to be no more games at parties. We're going to ruin it.
you want attention? You want the MRL show to bring attention? We're coming in hot, but we need your help. MRL fam, you guys know us better than anyone. 704-570-9595. The game that we play tonight with the clients at the Christmas party. Handcuffing game. Should we play shock collar trivia like we've done here on the show? Or should we do shock the random person? Call us now.
We'll also take your option. If you have an idea, we'll take that too.
We're not sold to those.
I want to play blindfold to spin the bottle, but nobody else seems to be into that.
No, for the 18th time, I'm not going to make out with you.
704-570-9595. Holler at your show.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Okay. If you're just joining us, we have our holiday party tonight with clients. And last year, the whole show was unable to make it. This year, we're all going to make it.
That is not true. Roy and I were there.
I know, but Roy didn't get up on stage, and neither did you.
But to be fair, I didn't know there was an opportunity to get up on stage.
We weren't presented with an opportunity.
I was schmoozing with clients, having a good old time drinking and eating. Next thing I know, a whole production erupted up on stage, and then I was getting yelled at for not being good.
Power 98, No Limit Larry. Now, Phil and Mel from the Christmas station, K104.7, they didn't go either. Ty, he wasn't there. But anyway, we're all going this year, and we all were told that we have to host a game show and have some fun with the clients. It really is going to be a lot of fun. Our question to you in a people poll is, should we bring the handcuffs that Loren and I used to be handcuffed to each other for 24 hours when we lost a bet, and handcuff a client to someone or handcuff two people together, pick like random names? Should we play, what else do we say? Shot collar trivia.
Yep. Yeah.
Where we ask a question, if you get it wrong, you get shocked. Or should we do the random shock collar?
I think the random shock collar is just mean.
Yeah, I don't want to get charged with assault.
But you know, the idea behind that is that the shock collar just goes on someone,
mm-hmm.
and then you bring the remote to the shock collar to someone else, and you say,
around.
"Hey, if you want to, just hit that button, and you're going to shock someone here at the party. You won't even know who it is. Could be me. Could be you, Loren." Although you're with baby.
I'm pregnant. I'm not shock collaring myself. Sorry.
I wonder what Power 98's doing at the party tonight, what they got planned.
I don't know. They're probably so cool, they don't even think of it in advance. They just show up and do it.
Are they bringing the baby in?
What?
Bring the house down? I'm going to call Larry and see if he answers. Hold on.
Are you calling the request line or cell?
No, I'm calling a cell.
He's not going to answer his cell phone.
Are they on the air? They might be on the air.
Probably. We are all, we're all on at the same time.
He's not going to answer his cell phone. He's busy, and I'm sure it's on silent and in his pocket.
I don't want you to call him, because then you're going to give him the idea to show up with some good stuff.
Yeah, then now you're turning it into a competition.
Ugh.
Oh, here's the generic voicemail. That's cool.
I wonder, your call has been forwarded to the voicemail of Leezy. No Limit Larry. What are they doing over there?
Talking.
Are they on the air? Are they coming?
He's recording a spot. He says he'll call you right back.
Okay, all right. We're going to find out what they're up to.
Yeah, so that we can determine that they're better than us.
We'll just steal their idea and go first.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Thanks, Mel.
Mel from K104.7.
Which, by the way, I gotta say, the drama's unfolding even more.
Mm-hmm. It's already starting.
Oh, this is gonna be such a good evening.
Okay.
So, to explain what happened last year, there was this holiday party, and listen, December's a busy month for everyone, not just us radio people, but for everyone. You got tons of holiday parties, you got tons of family commitments, it's a tough month. You got a Christmas shop, there's a lot of things going on. Last year, because we get the invite pretty late, and we were all busy because we do the Levine, we do Christmas, we do all these things. You two didn't go to the company Christmas party, and I did.
It was literally during the time that I have the kids. It was like 4 to 6.
And you would have thought that we, like, created murder. Like,
oh,
people
yeah.
were so upset with us.
Because the entire No
we
Limit...
We wiped out someone's DVR. That's how mad people were mad at us.
Because the entire No Limit Larry Morning Show was there. And then I was just there with Nicole, and evidently we are not good enough for some odd reason.
And meanwhile, while we were there, like, we were talking to our big bosses the whole entire time. Everything was fine. Like,
well, you know, they were just upset with Manny and Loren for not being there. So, and then they would get on me for not getting up on stage. And I was like, I was talking to clients, having a good time. I didn't know I could get up on stage. And then what am I going to do up on stage? Be like, hey, everybody, my name's Roy. My co-hosts aren't here.
Like, remember when we hosted the AIDS walk and you and Loren got up on stage and you're like, good morning, everybody. And then Mr. Incognito, who does our weekend mix, got up. And what did he say?
He's like, good morning, Charlotte. He, like, totally outstaged us.
Ryan and I looked at each other and we were like, well, we should have let him go first.
You know, after No Limit Larry did an awesome performance with the show, I can't follow that act. So
last year, No Limit Larry was the cat's meow of the building. Oh, he was so funny. They did Black Smart.
We had private meetings where our bosses pulled us in and was like, why weren't you there? Why weren't with the whole show there? You guys got to get together and be better and be part of the company, yada, 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 yada. So, we're like, you know what? Message received. We're going to be at this Christmas party. It's going to be awesome. We're going to do a whole bit. There's not even a stage this year, so I don't even know how it's possible for us to do a bit, but we're going to try.
And we're coming in hot.
Yeah. Here comes Manny Roy in the Rain.
So, we threw it out there. What should we do? Should we play Shot Caller Trivia, where you ask a question, put the shot caller on somebody, whether it's a client? I don't know. I will do it. We'll figure it out. A client or another employee. And if they get the question wrong, they get shocked. We also put out there that you handcuff.
Yep.
With the handcuffs that Loren and I had, that we were handcuffed to each other for 24 hours, handcuffed two people together for the entire party. Or the random shot caller idea.
Where you just strap on a shock collar to either me or Manny, you pass the button around, and then people randomly get to shock you whenever you want.
And by the way, Savannah, who works in our sales department, came in. She was listening at 8:30 when we started talking about this, and she goes, do the random thing, but let me pick the random person.
My husband just texted me, and he's like, I've got an idea. You guys should get an earpiece and feed each other conversations.
That's funny.
Clients and film it. But I was like, well, how are we going to film it?
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. But now the plot thickens here at the Beasley Media Group broadcast. Because we found out that our sister station here, K104, Phil and Mel in the Morning, Mel's not going to the Christmas party. And we're like, oh boy, do you know?
She was saying all the things we said last year.
Hey, listen,
like, it's
busy,
not mandatory. I was like, oh, but it is. You just don't know it.
You know, and she brings up valid points. We work 12 hours. We wake up at 3 a.m. Oh, I know. I know.
There's a third thing, a fourth thing, too, that we could throw into the mix, Roy. Remember we wanted to do our magic show?
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Oh, please,
we can make Loren disappear.
That's okay. You can make me disappear.
Watch me soul, Loren in half.
We have the magic show music.
If you could make me disappear at like 5:45 after we're there for like an hour and a half, that would be amazing.
Is there a magic trick to make me come out skinny?
Oh, that's so funny. A lot of people are saying shot collar trivia, shot collar trivia. I do the shot collar trivia idea. I would do this person said they would do shot collar trivia just to hang out with us.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Someone says the handcuffs, shock trivia for sure. So we'll do the shot collar trivia then.
What's
that's what we're going to do.
Bingo. Somebody said human bingo. I don't know what that is.
I don't know either.
It sounds familiar. I forget what that is.
Maybe like what's in your, like I know you can do purse bingo, which is a lot of fun.
980 says naked, we're not doing that.
Now I want to know what it is.
He said naked. There's clients there. We do a family show.
You guys are funny. All right, so we'll have an update on how everything went tomorrow morning, just around 8:35. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, KISS 95.1. Make sure you check out the Rap Party podcast for more.